The Gemara Masechtas Chagiga quotes a pasuk in Shir Hashirim where Hashem expresses His love for Klal Yisrael, and He says, "Ma'yofu pa'mayich ben ha'olam." How beautiful are your feet and shoes? What does this mean exactly? Sarava explains, "Kamanon raglein shal Yisrael b'shosh ha'olin aregel." How pleasant are the feet of Klal Yisrael when they ascend to Yerushalayim to be oiler regel? This Gemara is very difficult to understand. What does Klal Yisrael's feet and shoes have anything to do with being oiler regel? Rabbi Leor Lapian provides a powerful insight that we can perhaps apply over here as well. After Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Klal Yisrael regarding the Mishkan, the pasuk says, "Vayetzu kol hadas b'nei Yisrael melifnei Moshe." The entire assembly of Klal Yisrael left before the presence of Moshe. So the words melifnei Moshe seem redundant. If they were speaking to Moshe and then they left, obviously they were no longer in his presence. So why does the Torah emphasize this phrase melifnei Moshe? Says Rabbi Leor Lapian, even after they physically left Moshe Rabbeinu's presence, they still felt as though they were melifnei Moshe, that they were standing before Moshe. His radiance, his influence, his impact remained with them even after they walked away. Can we even imagine what it meant to be in the presence of a Moshe Rabbeinu? To have a conversation with a man who spoke panim al panim with the Shechina? There were no selfies. There were no people boasting how wealthy they are, how many properties they own, how many organizations they established. Not even how many sfarim they wrote. Just complete awe. There's an incredible Gemara in Masechtas Erevin. Reb Yehuda Anossi was one of the greatest Tanaim in Jewish history. Throughout Shas, he's simply known as Rebbe, the redactor of the Mishnah. He personified Torah Gdula b'makom echad. So the Gemara says, they asked Rebbe, how did you achieve such greatness? How did you earn the title of Rebbe? And he says, I'll tell you my secret. You know why I'm greater than my colleagues? The Chaziti l'Rameir Me'achoyre. Because I once saw the back of the great Tana Reb Meir. He said, had I seen the face of Reb Meir, I would have been even greater. So I once heard a beautiful interpretation of this Gemara. Rebbe was one of the last Tanaim. Reb Meir was from the early Tanaim. So Rebbe said, I'm greater than my friends because I saw a Chayre Reb Meir. I saw the tail end of a previous generation. I saw an early Tana. I got to see a Gadol from the Friede Gadar. He said, being exposed to a Gadol from the previous generation made such an indelible impression on me that it inspired me to rise to such great heights to become Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Last week was the Yahrzeit of Rechaim Kanievsky. We all had the schos to witness a tzaddik from the previous generation. When we visited Eretz Yisrael, the highlight of everyone's trip was getting a bracha from Rechaim. And that day felt different. We woke up early, we davened an early minyan, we prepared ourselves for the visit. There was a certain aura, a sense of holiness in the air. And even after we left his home, we still felt His presence. We felt elevated. For the next few days, we could still see His holy face before us. It was all we talked about. Just being in the proximity of a tzaddik gave us a tremendous spiritual high. Now can we even fathom what it meant when Klal Yisrael gathered and prepared to go up to the Beis HaMikdash? To be mekabel pnei Hashchina? The awe, the reverence, the overwhelming privilege of standing lifnei melech malchei hamlochem. Liris v'liras! To see and be seen by the Shechina itself. It elevated them to a tremendous madrega. Said Rava, Kamanon raglein shal Yisrael. How beautiful was just the preparation of those who were oiler regel. But na'olam, even before they took off their shoes, even before they arrived at the Beis HaMikdash, when they were required to take off their shoes, when they were not yet standing in the Azara, when they were only on their way to the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem said, Ma'yofu pa'mayich ben ha'olam. The Rabbeinu Shalom was in awe. He was impressed with the beauty of Klal Yisrael and just how they prepared for their awesome journey to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein once shared this incredible story. He was once taking a taxi in Yerushalayim and the cab driver was not religious, turns to him, I must tell you this amazing story. After we finished the stint in the IDF, my friends and I went to the Philippines. One day we went hiking. Then all of a sudden, one of my friends starts screaming, Itzilu, Itzilu, save me! And we look down and we see a venomous snake wrapped around his leg. We were lost. We knew that every second was precious. But we had no way to help him. So we scream out to him, Say Shema Yisrael, ask Hashem to save you. He said, if I'm going to die, this might as well be my last words. He closes his eyes and with all of his might he starts screaming, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And as soon as he finished, the snake slid off his foot and slithered away. And now, Rabbi? The cab driver says to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, my friend is Dati. He's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And Rabbi Zilberstein turns to the cab driver, and what about you? When will you become religious? And he says, Rabbi, this didn't happen to me. This happened to my friend. Unbelievable. We can witness an open miracle happen right in front of our own eyes and not be influenced by it. So the Pasuk says, Milifnei Moshe. Even after Klal Yisrael left Moshe Rabbeinu's presence, his influence remained with them. When we experience something remarkable, whether a tzaddik or a miracle or an uplifting moment, it should leave a lasting impact on us. It should change us. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.